The word Baruch is clearly very important to Tefillah. It's the way that we start the Amida. And from then on, every bracha is what's called Smucha L'Chaverta. So the other brachas don't start with Baruch Atah, but they all finish that way. What does the word Baruch mean? Perhaps as children learning to translate, we're brought up with the word Baruch, meaning blessed. Baruch Atah, blessed are you, Hashem. What does that mean? There's different opinions, different approaches. But one major one is the approach of the Rashba and Chuvah's Rashba. It says, Baruch, kimi'ita kol ha-brachas. He's the source of all blessing. Michlal ha-bracha, and included in the bracha that you say, is a haidah, is an awareness, a thanks. Shua shalit bakal, that Hashem rules over everything. Ve'hakol mi'itai, and everything's from Him. Ha-toy va'amitav, whether things that are good or things that appear bad. As the Gemara tells us, Chayav Adam Lavarech Al Ara, Kederach Shem Varechin Al Toiva. We make brachas and we accept everything that comes from Hashem because He's the source of everything. Therefore, we bless Hashem for the good and for that which appears to be bad. The word bracha is like a brecha of mayim. A brecha is a pool of water. It's like a pool of water that never ends. It's a water source. It's somewhere you can draw from, draw sustenance from, draw life-giving blessing from. Shaltainu Yizbarach, Letufsak La'ilam, and Hashem's rule never stops. Like David HaMelech said, Baruch Hashem La'ilam, Amen V'Amen. So Baruch, first and foremost, is an awareness that Hashem is the source of all blessing. Everything comes from Him. Zeresh Chachma explains, Baruch Chama Varech Vamashpia. He's the one that blesses. He's the one that gives. Everything extends out from Him. Maral explains that the letters of Baruch, Beis, Resh, and Chaf is 220. All the shonus numbers of extension. You're the source of all bracha. You want to extend yourself into the world, but everything extends from you. This is the source of everything. So we're not blessing Him in as much as we're recognizing He's the source of all blessing. That itself brings more godliness into the world and, so to speak, extends Hashem into the world. There's lots to say. But the first thing to recognize is, like the beginning of the Amida, is getting back to first principles. Understanding who we're talking to. This is the source of everything. There's no other address to turn to. That everything that exists in this world is an emanation of His will. And when we daven, we have a direct line to the source of all of existence. Infinite power, infinite awareness. You're going right to the top. Not through anything else, not to anything else. Hashem is the Makar HaBrachas. For that level of awareness, we're able to daven. Because we know who we're talking to. Dalef Nimiyat HaAymer. Every time we make a bracha, we're tapping into that God consciousness, that awareness. That Hashem is the source of everything. And certainly the thing we're making a bracha for.